Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on Kiddush. It's such an interesting thing. We're so used to the Kiddush. We make Kiddush Friday night at our homes, Shabbos lunch at our homes, Yom Tov we make Kiddush. What's the source for this? So we say Kiddush is a positive mitzvah from the Torah. It's based on the pasuk Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. How does one remember the day of Shabbos? We're taught that the idea of remembering the day of Shabbos is to say Kiddush, to declare it to be a sacred day. Now, according to the general approach, one has fulfilled his or her Torah mitzvah of Kiddush by just talking about the fact that it's Shabbos, talking about the sanctity and special nature of Shabbos. There's a famous idea from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe we'll mention it in more detail later in the series. There's a famous idea that a person might even fulfill their mitzvah from the Torah of Kiddush by wishing someone a good Shabbos. That I've stated that it's a special day. The idea of making Kiddush while holding a cup of wine or something along those lines is generally understood as being rabbinic, so that the Torah mitzvah is to talk about the special nature of it being Shabbos, and then there's an additional rabbinic obligation to do it while holding a cup of wine and drinking from that cup afterwards. Just as an aside, the idea of Kiddush on Yom Tov is rabbinic altogether. The idea of Kiddush on Shabbos, the words, is a Torah-level mitzvah, and doing it over a cup of wine is a rabbinic obligation, which means, theoretically, a person could fulfill their Torah mitzvah of Kiddush in davening Friday night before they even come home. There's a whole discussion based on the idea of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Mitzvos tzrichos kavana means in order to fulfill a mitzvah, I need to have in mind that I'm fulfilling that mitzvah. So, for example, if on Rosh Hashanah I picked up a shofar and I played a tune, not having in mind the mitzvah of shofar, then if I hold mitzvos tzrichos kavana, that I need to have intent in order to fulfill the mitzvah, even if I hit every note of the shofar properly, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. So if you go with that concept, if I'm davening in shul Friday night, and I have in mind that I'm davening, but I don't have in mind that I'm saying Kiddush, it could very well be I'm not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But it's just an interesting thing to think about, that we say many words about Shabbos before we come home Friday night. So the Torah mitzvah is just the words. The rabbinic mitzvah is to do it over a cup of wine. One more interesting application of this, if Yom Kippur comes out on a Friday night, so technically speaking, we still have a Torah mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's a little bit of an interesting trivia question to ask someone on Friday night of Yom Kippur, do you plan on fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush tonight? Obviously, most people would look at you and say, well, last I checked, it's a fast day. We can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. We can't drink wine. But the truth is, there are those who say that when one davens Friday night in Shul of its Yom Kippur, they should have in mind that when they speak about Shabbos, for example, in the Shmona Esrei, they should have in mind the fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. Just an interesting thing to think about. Now, Kiddush is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, a positive time-oriented mitzvah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on a Thursday morning. You do it on Shabbos. It's a positive mitzvah. We know that normally women are exempt from positive time-bound mitzvahs. So are women obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush? There's a very famous idea that yes, they are, based on a hekesh, based on a bridge in the verses between the word zachor and the word shamor. We know that the Torah has two texts of the Ten Commandments of the Aseres HaDibros, one in Parshas Yisro, one in Parshas Voeschanan. And there are certain nuances between the two texts. And probably the most famous nuance is that in one of them, it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the day of Shabbos. And one of them, it talks about Shamor, guarding the day of Shabbos. Zachor, we already said, is to remember it by talking about it in Kiddush. What does it mean to guard the day of Shabbos? That means to refrain from prohibited actions on Shabbos. We know, of course, there's a long list of things that one's not allowed to do on Shabbos. So we learn that because in one place it says Zachor, in one place it says Shamor, there's a bridge between the two. And we learn out that anyone who's obligated in the prohibitions of Shabbos, that has to refrain from actions on Shabbos, from Shamor, is equally obligated in the positive mitzvah of Zachor, of Kiddush on Shabbos. And of course, women are prohibited from the work of Shabbos just like men are. And therefore, we learn from that that women have the same level obligation in making Kiddush on Shabbos as men do. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.